serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawabigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Medford Motors, and by Bader's Sports Center. Now, let's head out for all the exciting play-by-play of WIAA High School Sports. Attention fishermen and women. Make the most of your time on the water by stopping by Bader's Sports Center in Phillips first. Need live bait? They've got minnows, night crawlers, leaf worms, and leeches. Restocking the toolbox? Check out the lures, hooks, and terminal tackle. Grandkids coming for a visit? Check out the kids' fishing combos just right for small hands. Whether you're a seasoned fisherman or just a beginner, Bader's can get you hooked up with everything you need. Are you new to the area? Stop by. They'll cast you in the right direction. Bader's Sports Center right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports. Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Bid online anywhere, anytime until the auction ends. With new auctions every week, you'll never know what items you'll find. Real estate, antiques, tools, and more only at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah! Bid online anywhere, anytime, right up until the auction ends. From land and homes to vehicles, antiques, and heavy machinery, Heckman Auction has it all. New auctions launch every week, so there's always something new to discover. It's easy, it's exciting, and it's all at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-12.
And welcome, everybody. Jeff Haken, and along here with Troy Henderson here tonight. We are in, where are we? We're in Iron River, Wisconsin. We've been driving for a couple hours to get out here tonight, Troy. We have regional baseball action here. The Phillips Loggers taking on the Northwestern, what are they, Tigers?
Yep.
The Tigers over here in Iron River. Nice little baseball facility here. And nice job on the national anthem. You've got a trumpet, live trumpet performance here. And it looks like this Northwestern team is going to be pretty fundamentally sound by the eye test here. I like this big backstop we've got here. Going to score some runs on some pass balls, some things like that. The wind here blowing out tonight. So going to see. Maybe we'll see a dinger. We haven't seen too many dingers here. I don't know if we've seen any this year.
None on our side.
So see if someone can get a hold of something here today. Nonetheless, we're going to have a little bit of fun here. Enjoy this ball game. I've got a nice group of seniors here for the Loggers that we're here cheering on. And, you know, you never want it to be the last game, Troy. But, you know, we're playing a pretty good team here against Northwestern. Everything's going to have to fall into place for Loggers here to move on. But Loggers are going to lead off here today. Colin Kleinschmidt going to lead off for the Loggers. Loggers in there. Black uniform, black tops with orange lettering and white pants, and the Northwestern Tigers, kind of with colors of the Iowa Hawkeyes, I'd say, and the black and the gold. Got gray pinstripe pants. And pitching, I don't know the first name, but Teal is going to be pitching for the Tigers. We got two quality pitchers here, we've heard. It's a pitch from Teal. Nice fastball, missed just outside. 0-1 is the count, or 1-0 is the count. One ball, no strikes. Top of the first inning here, guys. And here's Teal again. And that one, a strike. 1-1 is the count here. Teal throws some nice heat here. I think he's a hittable pitcher, though. He's not overly
overpowering.
And we just want to put the bat on the ball. They're calling a little behind on that one. They're coming in hard. One ball, two strikes here to Colin Kleinschmidt. Ty Henderson on deck. And here's the pitch. And Colin swings through that one. Strike three, four pitches there. And Ty Henderson going to come up. Ty's been putting the bat on the ball pretty well here this year, Troy. See if Ty can get a hold of one here. It's not going to take a lot to get this ball into the outfield with this the arm of this pitcher here. And here it is. He's coming right at it. That one a little bit high. Ty, another senior here. And he's followed up by Sawyer Kuchiba, the junior on deck. There, Ty just missing on that one. All right, Ty steps back in. Here's Teal. Ty behind that one. Tough to get that high heater right there. Tough one to lay off, too.
Yeah.
All right, that one, 1-2 the count here to Henderson. It is that one down low, gets past the catcher. And 2-2 is the count. Ty going to have to protect here with Kuchiba on deck and Aiden Tobias in the hole. There you go, Ty up the middle, hits the pitcher with it. And luckily for Northwestern,
yeah,
he was right in front of him to throw him out. Nice shot there by Ty. That's why I was talking about Ty. He's been doing a good job getting the bat on the ball here all year.
I would have been a base hit otherwise.
It would have. It didn't hit any glove. I think it hit leg.
It didn't hit him right in the knee.
So stepping in here, Kuchiba. He said with his deal, looks like a good pitcher, but I think a hittable pitcher, throw strikes.
Yep.
And Kuchiba a little behind on this one. I think it's going to fade foul. Oh, first baseman makes a nice play on that one right there, Troy. And the Loggers go down 1-2-3 just like that. Top of the first inning, that's over with. We are going to send it back to 98.3, 98Q Country, and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken, and along with Troy Henderson here in Iron River, Wisconsin. I keep forgetting we're in Iron River. We're playing against Northwestern here, the Phillips Loggers taking on the Northwestern Tigers. And I look like I got some nice athletes over here on the Tigers' side of the field. They're going to have their chance at bat here in the bottom of the first inning. Coming up right now, looks like Lane Abraham on the mound for the Loggers. And I want to see strikes, Troy. That's what we want to see. We want to keep base runners up. Let our defense try to make plays.
Yep. Keep it in front of us and make some good plays.
You bet. And these Tigers, they're going to hit the ball. I got a feeling they're going to hit the ball hard. And we're going to have to be on our toes here today. Lane Abraham pitching here. Aiden Tobias over at first, looking for Braden Rivak. Looks like he's out in left field.
Yep.
And so who is it? Nash over at shortstop. We got McCoy Delasky at third. Ty Henderson at second. And outfield, yeah, we got Braden.
Colin in center.
Colin, and who's out in right? Derek Pishka.
Yep.
So Derek out in right field.
And Sawyer Kuchiba catching.
And Sawyer catching. Henry. Oh, Henry. Sawyer had some injuries early on in the season. And he's been back for quite a few games now.
Yes.
All right, Loggers turn here. I should say Tigers turn here. And leading off for them is going to be Teal. We're going to call them one of the Teal brothers. They bat first and third. They play pitcher and shortstop. I'm guessing they're leaders on this team here.
Yep.
All right, here's Abraham. He gets the sign. And here's the pitch. That one up high. Over the head of Teal. One ball, no strikes. Abraham digs in. And here it is. And a shot for Teal. Goes past the shortstop into center field. It's going to be a base hit. And one runner on here. Noah Beck.
Ethan Harms.
Did we say Harms?
Harms, I think.
We'll call him Ethan Harms.
Number three for the Tigers.
All right, here we go. Ethan Harms, the lefty. The nice lead over at first base. He's going to go immediately. Kuchiba, the throwdown. Nice throw there for Kuchiba. But he's got a nice jump over at first base, Troy.
Yep. He had a good lead and made it easy.
Yep. And the Loggers maybe learn from some of their mistakes. A lot of throwing the ball away we've had during this season here. Another big lead. Thought he was going to go on that one. Big lead over at second base. With the lefty here, you might not see a steal here. All right. Here's Harms. He digs in here from the left side. Two balls, no strikes to him. Here's the pitch. That one outside. Runner goes. And that one goes into the outfield. Just like we said.
Yep.
Run scores. 1-0 Tigers. Almost seen it coming. All right. No runners on here now. And Harms digs back in.
Three balls, zero strikes.
All right, Lane gets a sign from Kuchiba. The pitch. That one down in the dirt and back to the fence. Kuchiba got to get up quick. And ball four. So this first walk of the game, runner on first base. And coming up, Tyson Teal. We'll call him the younger brother maybe. I don't know.
Or they're twins.
Or they're twins. Cousins.
They both look about the same size.
Yeah. They're family. All right. Here's Teal. He digs in. He's going to fake bunt here. And runner's going to go. Nice throw there again by Kuchiba. A little late. and the stolen base for Ethan Harms. And Teal digs back in. All right. No balls and a strike here to Teal. Here's the pitch. That one up high. Ball and a strike here to Ethan Harms. Or, I'm sorry, to Tyson Teal. Here's the pitch. That one up high. Two balls, one strike. And the girls had a nice game yesterday, Troy. We did that game. That was on the radio as well. And softball team advancing. And they're going to move on to Turtle Lake. This one, a shot. Deep left field. Braden Rebeck's under it. Makes the catch. And he's going to throw it in. And a nice play out there from Braden Rebeck. Hey, that was a nice hit.
That was a nice hit.
Got under it there. Warning track power on that one. And he's going to bring up Lottie. Austin Lottie. Sounds like maybe a Finlander, Troy.
There's probably a few of them around here.
Might be my favorite tiger, I guess. It's a big boy.
Yeah.
From the right side here. And he wants to get hold of one, but it pops it straight up to the catcher. Kuchaba underneath it makes the catch. There you go, Loggers.
Two down.
Two outs. That's going to bring up Lalore. We'll see if I wrote that name down. I'm copying TJ's. Colori. Colori. I forgot what he said his first name was. That's all right. It don't matter. Colori digs in. Runner on second base. Two outs now, Troy. This one way up high. Kuchaba stretched up to get it. And getting outs by throwing strikes and making them hit the ball.
Right. They're aggressive. They're swinging a lot.
Yeah.
Which that's what a team should do.
Mm-hmm. So Colori bat at bat right now. No net on deck. There, nice pitch from Abraham. Two balls and a strike. So Lottie. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Colori we're at. All right. Not a huge lead over at second base. And this one going to be in fair territory. Lane Abraham. The pitcher saves it himself.
Yep.
Takes out the runner. Hey, the Loggers got three outs. Gave up one run there. And that's the end of the first inning. Not a terrible inning at all for the Phillips Loggers here. Down 1-0. We're going to enter the top of the second inning in just a minute. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Our mobile service is able to do oil changes and tire rotations on all makes and models. Simply go online to medfordmotors.com or call to schedule. Then as long as you are within our 120-mile radius, we come to you and service your vehicle on the spot. Whether at home, the workplace, or on a job site, mobile service can get it done. For the same price as in the dealership, call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin here along with Troy Henderson. Helping me out here, we're in Iron River, Wisconsin here. The Phillips Loggers taking on the Northwestern Tigers in regional baseball action. We're in the top of the second inning, and Aiden Tobias leading off for the Loggers. And pitching is Tyson Teal. And first pitch was a ball, got in the dirt, and back to the backstop. Tobias digs in again here. Here's the pitch. And nice pitch right there. Strike right down the middle. 1-1 is the count here. And Tobias took a nice cut on that one. Caught the barrel of the bat. Wind blowing straight out here tonight, Troy. Tobias one kid that could get under a hold of one, and we've seen him hit him back when we used to coach these kids back in Little League. And Tobias fouled that one off. And Aiden Tobias, a strong kid, to say the least.
A big kid.
A big kid. He's got some power. And if he can turn on one, and he was ahead of it on that one, and swing and a miss, strike three. Tobias goes down swinging. Here comes Braden Revac. Braden batting from the right side with one out here. And Teal digs in. Here's the pitch. And that one up at the letters, called strike one. And Teal again. That one's strike two. Teal's got a fast rhythm.
Yeah, he's quick.
Gets to it right away. That one up high, ball one. Two strikes, one ball. And here's the pitch from Teal. That one down low. 2-2 is the count. You can't follow the scoreboard up there. So he says 2-1. All right, here it is. Braden just blooped that one in front of the catcher. Going to make a throw to first base. Gets Braden by a couple steps. All right, Locker's swinging, being aggressive here. And that's going to bring up Lane Abraham, the pitcher. Lane digging in from the right side here. Beautiful night for baseball here, Troy.
Yeah.
Not too hot at all. Troy, something coming up in the community. We've got Round Ball Revolution, a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. Got to give that one a plug. Registration is open for that. Round Ball Revolution, 3-on-3 basketball down at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. That's going to be on July 5th this year. And get your teams ready and signed up. You can go to roundballrevolution.com to sign your teams up. Find me somehow on something and get a hold of me. I'll help you out. Follow on Facebook. All right, 1-1 to count here to Abraham. And here's the pitch. A little changeup. Lane got a hold of that one. Nice shot. Is it going to hit the corner?
Fair ball.
Fair ball. Lane's going to turn that into two. Nice hit there from Lane Abraham. One of his better hits on the season.
Yes.
And we weren't able to see where that landed. I thought maybe that left fielder might be able to get to it, but Lane hit it right into the corner. And that's going to bring up Derek Pishka. All pull Pishka, they call him.
Yeah.
That's what I call him. But Derek stepping in. Derek's really changed himself. He started to grow a little bit, really leaning himself out. And it's fun watching these kids at this part of their life here, right here. Being a miss from Derek. Derek's having a good season. He's been aggressive all year, a sophomore. And working over at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, one of our sponsors, Troy.
Yeah.
So does McCoy. I think McCoy works there as well. 0-2 the count here to Derek. Steele digs in. Big lead for Abraham. Pishka hit that one. Foul down the left side. There you go. See that? All pull Pishka. Pull that one down the third baseline. Just foul. But our Lady Lager is going to play tomorrow at 2 o'clock down at in Turtle Lake, taking on Turtle Lake / Clayton. And here's the 2-2, or the 0-2. Derek fouls this one back. I didn't realize Clayton and Turtle Lake group up together, but they do that for softball.
That's where we were at last year, this time of year, with the boys.
Is that where we were at?
In Turtle Lake, yep.
And they were teamed up together,
yep,
too. So baseball is as well.
Yep.
Oh, Derek, pull back. Put the bat on the ball and ended up being like a bunt down the first base line. They get him out. Third out of the inning. That's going to end the inning. Loggers come up with nothing in that inning. And through 1.5, it's 1-0 Tigers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together, and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1243.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Troy Henderson here in Iron River. It's the Phillips Loggers taking on the Northwestern Tigers. It's 1-0. Tigers leading here. The Loggers playing well to start out this game. Happy with what they're doing. But yeah, we talked about it a little bit about the Lady Loggers traveling tomorrow. If you guys get a chance to travel down there and cheer them on, it's going to be a good game. It's the two seed Clayton Turtle Lake taking on the 3-seed Phillips Loggers. And not that seeds mean a whole lot in baseball, but you'll see some of the top seeds don't have a lot of wins over 500 teams because they're in those divisions, and they beat all those smaller teams. So seeds you can't take so much
for granted right now.
Yeah,
right.
Especially in softball, I'm noticing that. And Lane Abraham digs in here. And here's the first pitch. That one down in the ground. Who do we got here, Troy? Number 16 is Shell. Again, this is TJ Putmalik's chicken scratches that I was copying. So, and the 1-0. Strike 1-1 here to Shell. And it's pretty calm here. It's not blazing hot. Kind of a nice feel. What do we got? Must be 60 degrees right now, probably.
Yep.
Not a whole lot on the drive here from Phillips to Iron River.
No.
Well, $7 General. And here's a pitch from Abraham. That one down a little bit low. 3-1. We had a nice first inning pitching here. Want to keep throwing some strikes. All right, he gets a sign from Kuchaba. There's a pitch, that one up high, ball 4. Goes back to the fence here. And first batter walks on first base, that's Shell. Coming up is Kroll. A tall lefty. Looks like a tall lefty. And, Trady, what does Northwestern consist of? A couple schools, isn't it? Is it?
I don't know that answer. I know it's Maple Northwestern, but I don't know where the Maple part comes from.
Is Maple one of the towns? I think Maple's one of the towns. And I'm not sure. That's some info we'll figure out here. And first pitch was a ball to Kroll. Runner at first base. The Northwestern Tigers leading 1-0. That's a nice pitch. That looked like a strike to me. And Sawyer throws one down to first base. Oh, he called that one a ball. He had a good pitch there from Lane. So Lane digs back in here. 2-0 is the count here to Kroll. Not a huge lead at first. Ball outside. 3-0 is the count. Bottom of the lineup here for the Tigers, and we're walking them on first and second base. Another big boy coming up here. Number 27, Paulson.
Cade Paulson.
big right-handed hitter coming up here for Northwestern. And he digs in with two runners on. Lane Abraham looking to throw some strikes here, looking to get back in it. No outs here. 1-0 lead for Northwestern. And here's the pitch. That one inside. Outfield playing straight away. Maybe a little bit pull. Collins a little bit to the left center, I guess. And batter digs back in. Abraham checks his runners. Here's the pitch. Nice one. Fouled off by Kroll. Michael Lane needed that strike there. Needed to see one. And the batter digs back in. Here's a pitch. Oh, and up high.
He almost wanted it. I'd put another one right there.
That's a tempting one. Hard to catch up on. Boyer Kuchaba, he's the master of swinging. He has his whole life. He loves that high one there. All right, 3-1 is the count here.
Well, he put it right where I said he should put it.
Yeah.
He laid off this one.
All right, Lane checks the runners here. Here's the 3-1. That one up high. It's going to be bases loaded here. No outs. Three straight walks. And that is going to bring up Burkhart, the nine hitter. And a meeting at the mound. Discussing what they're going to do here. Bases loaded. If I'm out there in that meeting, I'm saying throw strikes.
Throw strikes, knock it down.
Throw strikes, catch the ball. Let's go home.
Force on every bag here?
Yes.
Come home, touch home, and go to one, or make sure you get one here, though.
Get it out. Anything in the infield, you got to get it out. So Burkhart, the nine hitter, is up here right now. Abraham, not worried about the runners at all. Here's the pitch. There you go. That one looked nice. Little bit inside. A tight zone here for the umpire. There it is. And this one hit to the second baseman and goes through tie into the outfield. And two runs in. The Loggers throwing it around. And runner goes to third. Runner's at first and third. Loggers with an error. And no out. All right, back top of the lineup, Troy. Going to bring up Teal. We don't know his name. Younger brother Teal, we're going to call him. And got runners at the corners here.
They'll probably send him at first.
They're going to send him at first for sure. Three to nothing is the score here. Top of the second inning. And here's the pitch. Just a little bit inside. One ball, no strikes. They might be one, too, I tell them. Pick up the rhythm with it. Let's find a rhythm.
Yep.
He likes to walk halfway to the catcher and get a delayed steal. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Watch the runner there. And there they score. So a little game of pickle out there. They, what do we call it? They coaxed the Loggers into it in Northwestern one. Tyson is the younger brother. Bowden is the older brother. Okay, hey, we learned if Bowden is his first name. So the older brother, Bowden, is up to bat right now. Thanks, Josh Prochaska, on that. Hey, someone's listening.
Right. We got one listener.
Good to have you, Josh. All right. 1-0 is the count here. Here's the pitch from Abraham. Lane brought the heat on that one. And runner stays at second base. 4-1 is, or 4-0 is the score here. We're in the top of the second inning. There it is. Going a little high. Three balls, no strikes. There we go. This one's going to be a strike, only because his rhythm's a little faster. No, that's a ball to the fence. Runner goes to third. Kutsuba picks up the ball. Runners at the corners here now. No outs. And we're going to have a meeting out at the mound. Brady Bolt's going to go out there. I don't know if we're going to get a different pitcher. We're just going to talk about it for a minute. Going to stay here right now. We'll go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank Forward Bank, Medford Motors, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing. Hey, go to jeffhakenandroofing.com if you want to get a hold of me. That's the best way. jeffhakenandroofing.com. Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware. Phillips Lumber, they've been hiring a lot of these kids throughout the year. What do we say? McCoy works there. Derek works there right now. I don't know if there's any. Does Nash work there? Nash works there.
Lane did.
Lane used to. I stole him from the lumber yard.
Yeah.
Now he's working. Now, was Lane working for a builder or an electrician or something?
Joe Meyer.
There we go. And who else we got here? Woodruff Appliance and TV. Bader Sports Center. Wolf Farms. You ever heard of them?
I have not.
Durham Butternut. Heather stopped by there and got some cheese from there. Good cheese, Troy. Wolf Farms and Butternut. And Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction. Heck yeah. Go to heckmanauction.com, see what Scott's going on. He's got an auction going on every week here. Who knows what he's selling this week. I think you've seen a snowblower on one of them. Just in time for snowblower season. All right. New pitcher here. Looks like it's going to be Braden Reback. He's warming up here right now. Reback, he bats right, but he throws left. And one more pitch for him, and the umpire says, let's get this show on the road.
Center fielder, Ethan Harms.
And Ethan Harms, the two-hitter, the lefty, he's set the bat here now for the Tigers. And see if Braden can get the loggers back into this lane. He's just going to switch out to left field. There's a pitch and a strike. First pitch strike from Braden. There we go.
Guys on the corners here. I'm good thinking you're going to try sending this hit up first.
I got a feeling they'll send him on this pitch right here, huh, Troy? Nope. Braden knew.
Braden felt the same thing.
A little bit tougher against a lefty. I want to see Braden's move over there. I also want to see Braden just throw strikes and get at the hitter, too.
Yep.
Braden, here's the runner goes. This one fouled back. Hit and run was on. And runner going to have to go back to first. There we go. 0-2 on Ethan Harms. And that's what we've been waiting to see.
Yep.
Pitcher ahead in the count here. Braden throwing strikes. And here's the pitch. Runner goes. And a shot in the center field. Collins going to have to get back on it. Oh, just misses it. And Lane's going to pick it up and throw it in. One run comes in. Two run comes in. Nash going to hold it at shortstop. Collins was close on that one. But that one dropped out in center field. That was a nice hit. That hit right there barely got about 15 feet off of the ground. Lined it out in the left center field. And that's going to bring up Tyson Teal, the younger brother, Josh said, right?
Yes.
Braden throws that one in the ground. Runner's going to advance to third. Want to know the count. Runner at third. And Tyson Teal digging in here from the right side. 6-0 the score here, top of the second inning. Northwestern leading. Ball two from Reback. And here's the pitch from Rivek. That one is shot in the left or in the center field. Collin makes that catch. And going to throw it in. Nice throw in from Nash. And hold the runner at third. Hey, there we go. Nice play there from the loggers. Collin makes the catch out in center field. Gets it in to Nash. Nash made a nice throw in to keep the runner at third.
One out.
And Austin Colati is now batting. Austin Colati from the right side. And takes ball one. One out here. Runner on third base. Rivak gets the sign. It's a pitch. That one just inside. 2-0 is the count here to Colati. We're lucky to have some announcers up in the booth up there so we can catch these names.
Yep.
Oh, and another ball. Look nice here. 3-0 is the count.
Had to be just a hero side.
At Northwestern, they didn't want to give up their roster, so we had to.
There's other ways of getting it.
There is. There is. Can't keep us from our goals, Trey.
Nope.
All right, here we go. That's a walk. Four-pitch walk there to Colati. Is going to bring up the designated hitter, Shell. No, this says it's Colati. I was wrong.
Courtesy runner for the pitcher.
Lahati, he said, not Colati. Okay, all right. See, that's what happens when you don't have the roster. It was Lahati.
Anthony Colori.
Colori, Anthony Colori. I did have it right. All right, here comes Anthony. That's the Bone Thugs and Harmony playing on the speakers here. Feel like we're back in the 90s, Joy.
That was a long time ago, Joy.
It's a long time ago. Holy cow, are we that old, Troy?
Not yet. We're getting there.
We're getting there. We're getting there. And trying to keep the runner on first base. Throws it past Tobias, and a run scores. Now runner on second. 7-0. One out. Huggers throwing the ball around the field a little too much. And Anthony Colori digs back in here. 0-0 count to him here. Second baseman. It's a nice lead over there. Rivak throws a nice strike. Four balls, one strike to Anthony Colori. Here's a pitch from Rivak. That one up high. 1-1 is the count now with one out. 7-0 is the score. Rivak gets the sign. Here's the pitch, that one in the dirt. Runner's going to go. And he makes it over to third base. So runner on third with one out. And a 2-1 count here to Anthony Colori. Rivak steps back in. Here's the pitch. Pops this one up. As Tobias, it could be trouble. Tobias makes the catch. Ball hit in a not-so-fun spot there. Amy Johnson coaching over here from the seats. All right, Loggers get the second out of the inning there on a pop fly. Aiden Tobias makes a nice catch. And that is going to bring up the designated hitter, Shell. One up high. One ball, no strikes. Two down. Rivak gets the sign. The pitch, that one up high. Two and oh is the count. Here's Rivak. It's a strike on that one. 2-1. Call that strike, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, 2-1 is the count. Here it is. Rivak takes a little off that one. It's up high. 3-1. 3-1. Runner on third here. Loggers looking to get out of this inning. Here it is. That one down low. Kuchaba makes a nice stop behind the plate.
Takes it off the chest. Good block by him.
He did. Saved a run.
Yep.
Runners at the corners again.
Here
comes the right fielder, Camden Kroll. Camden Kroll coming up from the left side. All right, here's Kroll. Wind died down a little bit. It's still blowing straight out. Runners at the corner. Here's a pitch from Rivak. That one, Kuchiba, saved it with a scoop swipe. And one ball, no strikes.
Runner advances from first to second.
Kuchiba working hard back there tonight. Yeah, runner advanced there now, so we got runners at second and third here, two outs. The pitch fouled back. Camden Kroll fouls that one back. 1-1 is the count. And outfield got to stay ready here. Pishka all alone out there in left field. You know Pishka's ready. Derek Pishka's born ready.
He's a good kid.
He's a good kid out there in right field right now. Rivak throws that one down in the dirt. Three balls and a strike.
Go one.
All right, Loggers, I feel like we've been in this inning a little too long here, Troy.
Yeah, this is one of the slower ones. So it has been pretty quick.
And here we go, that one. Outside. Ball four. Bases loaded.
Probably not for a good kid this size to be.
Yeah.
Bases loaded on.
Cade Paulson coming up here, a big boy.
Looks like a Prince Fielder type.
Yeah,
of
he does. There you go. You're exactly right. And here's the pitch from Rivak. That one up high as well. Wow, no strikes. Play at any plate here with two down. And here's Rivak. Nice pitch. Fouled back. Remember back in the softball games and stuff like that, we'd go to games and we used to get a quarter for every ball we brought back.
Or
a
lollipop or
lollipop,
something.
Yeah, you used to go to concession, right? They'd give you something. That was always a big fight race for the kids. Here's a pitch from Rivak. Not a lot of fast pitch going on like it used to be. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
See a lot of slow pitch going on around
right.
The town. The Brantwood boys, that was our team to follow. All right, 2-1 the count here with two outs. Cade Paulson, Kuchiba, ooh, oh, we had a play over that first base.
Yeah, but in my world, that's probably not something you want to do with a guy at third.
We want to get out of this inning one way or another here. Here's the 2-2 pitch coming. Looks nice, shot into right field. We said, Derek, you got to stay ready. He, almost got it over there.
Yep.
Gets past Pishka. One runs in, two runs in, three runs in. Runner goes to third, and he's safe at third base. All right. 10-0. But we're only in the second inning. All right. Loggers had a couple chances to get out of these innings here. And that's going to bring up Brian Burkhart. Did I hear Brian? We'll call him Brian. He looks like a Brian. All right, here's Burkhart from the right side, runner on third. Follows this one back. Cars are parked back far enough here.
Hopefully.
Every once in a while, we're in Phillips, we'll hear things get close. I parked way back.
Yeah, you're way back.
I'm way back. Here's the pitch from Rivak. That one up high. It's 1-1. With two down here. Loggers so close to getting out of this inning. They really need it. Leadoff hitter Teal coming up next. Hey, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes.
10-0.
10-0 right now. Loggers got to get to the fifth inning yet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this one followed back as well.
Yeah, Braden's throwing strikes.
That's the key. That's how we're going to get back to the quick innings. Got to throw strikes.
Yep.
And when we got away from that for a little while, it was hard getting the strikes in there. And that's when things kind of fell apart. And here's the 1-2. That one up high.
That fly ball out to Derek was kind of in the middle of either stopping to block it or go for it, and he went for it and just missed it.
Yep, he was running up on it, and it was coming in about ankle level, knee level. This one hit high. Lane Abraham, he's going to get under this one. Colin Kleinschmidt calls him off, gets the catch, third out of the inning. Loggers get out of it, but not before. Northwestern scored a bunch of runs. It's 10-0. That's the end of two innings here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Hakenin, along with Troy Henderson here. And we're in Iron River, Wisconsin here. Playoff baseball, first round of regionals here. The Loggers taking on the Northwestern Tigers. Nash Abraham up, whoops that one right to the pitcher and throws him out at first base for the first out of the third inning. And there's not a spot on their scoreboard for the inning, is there? Which is interesting. Oh, yeah, there is, where the score is.
Right.
That happened.
It's hard to find good help around here.
Really hard. Usually my assistant catches me up on that one right away. Where are we at, Troy?
Well, I was looking at it, I'm like, I can't see it.
It's a fancy scoreboard I'm not used to. All right. I was in my own world after that last inning here. We're in the third inning. And there's a swing and a cut from McCoy. 1-2 is the count to McCoy Dolaski. McCoy getting his chance here at third base tonight. The pitch, that one a little bit high. Oh, strike three. They're getting that call. We need that call. We didn't get that high call at all yet. All right.
Top of the order.
Top of the order. Colin Kleinschmidt. We call him Scoots. Ty Henderson on deck. Colin. What's that one? Oh, the catcher picks it up. It's not going to be an easy out.
Oh. No.
All right. Northwestern's getting the calls here tonight. And that ends the inning. Colin, I thought was...
Colin's fast, and I thought he beat it. But
thought he beat that one as well. They didn't give it to him, though.
Umpire was right there.
No. And that's the end of the top of the third inning. Colin says, hey, I was safe.
That was a quick inning.
And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
spot.
Attention fishermen and women. Make the most of your time on the water by stopping by Bader Sports Center in Phillips first. Need live bait? They've got minnows, night crawlers, leaf worms, and leeches. Restocking the toolbox? Check out the lures, hooks, and terminal tackle. Grandkids coming for a visit? Check out the kids' fishing combos just right for small hands. Whether you're a seasoned fisherman or just a beginner, Bader's can get you hooked up with everything you need. Are you new to the area? Stop by. They'll cast you in the right direction. Bader Sports Center, right next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Troy Henderson here in Phillips. We're in Iron River. Iron River, Wisconsin here. The Loggers taking on the Northwestern Tigers. And we are in the bottom of the third inning. It's 10-0 lead here for this talented Northwestern team.
This Northwestern team's in the heart of the North.
The heart of the North Conference.
Yep.
Okay, so they got like Ladysmith
and
Bruce and all that stuff?
Probably Bruce, like Cumberland, Shell Lake.
Sure.
If I'm thinking right.
Yep, it sounds about right. Cameron even hit up in that? Not sure. All right, here's the pitch from Revac. Fouled back. Top of the order here. Teal at bat here.
And now the scoreboard just went dead.
Scoreboard went out. We're going to have to keep track of things. All right, 0-0 again, I guess.
Yep.
All right, Revac. Here's the pitch. We can't get that call. They do. All right. We're going to be here a while. Here's Revac. The 1-0 pitch. No, not 1-0 pitch. I don't know what the
it should
count
be
is
one
here.
Ball, two strikes.
There
right
we
now.
Go. One ball, two strikes. Good job, Troy, keeping on that one.
I got you, bud. Just as long as you don't start breaking clipboards over your knees, we'll be all right today.
I've calmed down over the years, Troy. Even though, I think I've calmed down a little bit.
Not a lot.
Not a lot. It's a baseball game here. Hey, you know what this game here, though, tonight? We've got, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seniors. There's a shot down the left field line. That's fair ball. It's going to be a double bagger for sure. Teal makes it to second base quickly. And a leadoff double. We got 5 seniors out here that we're watching, and we've been watching them throughout their sports careers, not just about this baseball game, you know, Troy, but they're graduating Thursday, aren't they?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. That's tomorrow already. Yep. So our boys graduating tomorrow, and hey, we're here to watch them in their last performance here. We've been their biggest fans for many years, right, Troy?
We have been.
We sure have. As much as we yell at them, we kind of love them too, though, don't we?
Yeah, it's going to be hard to see them go, but
it'll be really hard. This is a closely knit group, these kids. Here's a shot to center field. Colin Kleinschmidt gets under it, makes the catch, and gets the first out of the inning. Braden Revac throwing strikes here. It's what we need to get through an inning.
Nice catch by Colin.
Yeah, Colin
center.
Had a few plays out there. Made a mistake early on. I don't know if it was a mistake. Missed that one. Wasn't a mistake,
nope.
But missed out on it. And he's been getting everything hit that way since. And that's going to bring up Tyson Teal from the right side here. And they're going to get Teal into a pickle. He don't seem even worried at all. He's having fun out there. And Nash takes him down. Nash Abraham with the wheels gets the out. I have it faster than his brother, and that's what I'm going to tell Lane when I see him.
Trev, I think he got the speed from his mother.
So Nash Abraham, tag gets the tag out as they got Teal in a pickle.
That was a nice play. Everybody backed up everybody, and
it was. So the Loggers got 2 outs here now, and no runs on the board here for Northwestern. That second inning was a bummer, them 9 runs. That's right. That'll get us out of here early. Here's the pitch from Revac. That one down low. This inning a little bit more fun than this last one.
Yep.
Boys making plays out there. Revac, he digs back in here. Here's the 1-0 pitch. And a shot into left or right center. Pishka looks like he's under it. And makes the catch. Derek Pishka ends the inning. All pull Pishka. We used to call him Diesel. And that's the third out of the inning. And the score, 10-0. We're going to send it back to 98 Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Logger United Booster Club provides essential funding for many things for the school district of Phillips. Since 2017, assisting the district in raising over $220,000 in funds from sponsors for youth sports uniforms, athletic sports equipment, band equipment, academic and co-curricular departments, registration and transportation fees, trophy cases, a scoreboard, and much more. Logger United Booster Club, serving the school district of Phillips with pride and dedication.
Hey, we're back, everybody. Jeff Haken and Troy Henderson here in Iron River. I don't know where we are. I keep forgetting where we're at. We're taking on Phil Sloggers, taking on the Northwestern Tigers here. Regional baseball action. The Tigers, the talented team, leading 10-0. And we're entering the top.